Okay, everybody, thanks for attending. As I think Moss just said, this is a great crowd. I think we got just about everybody, and we'll post this as soon as I can find out from Mr. T. Ah, Mr. T is missing. No, it's kind of late for him, as well as some of the others. Viking, thanks for attending and representing the East of the Ocean people. You know, your light came on, didn't hear you, but I'm assuming that was a grin. So anyway, called this meeting just to give everybody some organizational news. And Johnny's not here at this meeting because his wife is in the emergency room with him. She had some severe neck pain, so off they went to the emergency room. So keep her in your prayers. If you're a prayer and if you're a thinker, then if you're into your thoughts, please. Also, I see Poncho's not here, so let me get that admin out of the way first. As you may not know, his wife passed away a couple of weeks ago, and if you would like to donate to we're buying some trees in her memory, which is what she wanted and what Poncho wants, and it's all in the forums, but if you want to donate to Helping Hand, please do, and there's no window right now, just when it looks like it's a good time to donate, we will, and anybody that wants to donate after that certainly can, either directly on the website, as in the post in the forums, or you can put it in Helping Hand and just let me know. If there's any questions on that, just get a hold of me separately. It's purely voluntary. We've got a couple of donations already, and you can go on the website to see, you know, what a tree costs, but if you like, but it's all there. It's pretty, I think, pretty plain. So anyway, we've come to a point in the clan where Johnny wanted to step down, and if he was here, he would say he's going to be pretty much offline for quite a period of time due to his preparing his land for guest cottages and things like that. So you can imagine, there's water that's got to get run, electricity, internet, who knows, but anyway, he didn't feel like he could devote any time, much less the right amount of time, to GAO, so the senior officers were all asked for advice, and Johnny had recommended me to them, and so I chatted with everybody, and so all the senior officers and said, yeah, let's do it. So I'm, as of right this instant, I'll be the new GAO, and
congratulations.
Does anybody have any questions about that?
No, I think it was a good choice. Very honorable of Johnny to do that, and I thank him for that, because I think you're a really, really, really good choice, Snap.
I agree.
Well, I appreciate that, and if anybody's got anything that they want to say to me, I hope everybody knows by now, you can tell me. You can tell me either in open forum or yeah, we can talk about it in a different channel. If you want to talk on the telephone and it's not going to cost you your first child like it might from Europe or any place else, because all our calls are pretty much free now with our plans. I'll give you my phone number. If you want to talk on the phone, if you want to FaceTime, I got iPhone. So, however, I'm always, you know, so that's one thing. And two, anybody that's got an idea that for improvement of the clan, if you're not a senior officer, they should just come right to me. But I'd still, you know, we do have a chain of command, slim as it might be. But if you could talk to your CO, and then you and the CO can talk to, you know, you can bring it up and we can chat about it and figure out a way forward for any ideas that you might have, whatever we can talk about. Let's do it through the chain of command, just like any larger organization. But we still have a couple of dozen actives, so it's, I feel pretty good about that. Any questions on that?
Nope.
Okay. Also, I'd like to thank GT for double hatting. He's going to be our treasurer. And so, because I felt from when Johnny was talking to me that one man control or one person control on our funds is not my idea of a good idea. Johnny agreed. So GT and he and I will be getting together, and also with Mr. T, because there's things we need to pay for. And as the treasurer, GT will be doing that. All the links are going to stay the same. You press on it, you can donate to the server, you know, you can donate to the helping hand, like we are for Poncho. You all that's going to stay the same. You can, it's just that it'll be going to a different PayPal account. And that's where the funds will be distributed. And so we'll have two people that will, GT will be doing it. I'll be watching it, auditing, and, you know, making sure everything's on the up and up. Does anybody have anything, any questions about that? Okay, then let me tell you what we're paying for, just so you know, because there's a little change. Right now we pay for TeamSpeak, which we'll continue doing. We also pay for the domain that allows us to have a website. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4. Unless I'm mistaken, we have 4 domains that we're paying for, and I'm pretty sure we only need one. But rest assured, when GT and I and Mr. T, and if Johnny's attending, that's fine. But we're going to cut it down to ones we don't need, or ones we need. For instance, we'll have the website that's required, the domain that's required for our website. I think one other domain that's required for the email. But if we're only going to pay for the ones we need. For instance, there's one called bkops.net. There's another one called bkops2.net. We don't need those. And the reason we have them is goes back 10, 15 years, whatever, in BK lore, where there was some really, you talk about nasty stuff going on. It was when my mouth dropped open when Johnny was filling me in on the fact of why we don't have, you know, some of the things we might want to call ourselves, because there was a guy back in the old days that bought some of the domains that might be polite and friendly or BK, and he put them up for sale for $5,000.
He's a prick. Sorry.
So anyway, we'll edit that out. No. Anyway, so we're gonna make a, so they're only paying for what we need, sort of like Liberty Mutual. Okay, we're not gonna pay for something just to protect. You know, so, you know, whether that was good or bad in the past, moving forward, we're only gonna pay for what we need. So does anybody have any questions about that?
Nope.
Good. Okay. Good. So really, those were the things. That was what was why I wanted to call an organizational meeting to, you know, to put all this out. There's really no other agenda item, so I'll just throw it open for questions or comments or ideas, or, you know, we took all of 8 minutes so far, so the rest of the time we're on here is your time for something somebody might want to talk about.
I'm good. Everything sounds like it's in order, so I'm cool with it.
Ooh, I just thought of one more thing. There's some promotions that are going to happen. Actually, it's two more things. Promotions are now going to happen. I was holding off on them until we had this meeting. But the COs all, they had, you know, some promotions, so those are going to pump out. But think about it and let me know if you would like to be the head gatekeeper, because we shouldn't be me anymore. And along with being the head gatekeeper is the adminning of the promotions and the adding new people into the site and putting the correct ranks in and that kind of thing. It's you know, everything's easy when you know how. So once you know how, it's really easy. And myself and Mr. T can talk whoever volunteers to do that. But that's what it would involve. Yeah. It involves, you know, making sure that we indoctrinate. We bring people on board properly. And there hadn't been a lot of that, but there's been some. and we got a guy in the queue right now. Just Nat's helping to get him through the process. But anyway, we need a new head keeper, and
I think Nat would be a good one for that.
Well, Nat.
Yeah, if it happens, I'll be more than happy to step up if needed.
Well, that's what I'll say. I'll third it then.
Yeah, I can, because I know Nat's busy on the weekdays because he works, and I can. I don't want to do it full time, but I will help if he needs a hand. He can call me and let me know.
All right.
Yeah, but that's Sam's phone number.
And I'll help too. I'm a gatekeeper too, so I can help out who helps, you know, help out the helpers or whatever. I mean, yeah. So you can count on me too, sir.
I don't want to be a kangaroo court, but so does anybody else want to step up on that? All right, Nat, you're
I nominate. Who? I nominate Stainless.
Oh, Stainless, okay.
No.
Stainless is saying no.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll nominate it. Something else.
All right, I'm gonna let this run for a week. So if anybody else would like to do it, because this is not unexpected that, you know, this kind of situation happens. I've run meetings before in organizations, and so somebody else, and I mean, I know Nat. If it's not Nat, if it's XYZ, you know, I'll get together with the guys that all want to do it. If there's any others, and I'll put a thing on the forums, just, you know, so we don't rush through this, and we'll see what we got. And we'll see who else wants to do it. So Nat, you're certainly on the list of somebody that for consideration. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. What else? Anybody have? All right, back open to the open forum.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sure. Sir.
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, you guys couldn't hear me there for a little while. Just want to let everybody know that once I get my hands on all the numbers of where we're at now and what we have to pay out and how often, I will set all that up and I will create an Excel spreadsheet. So anybody that needs to know, so everything's on the up and up and anybody can view the spreadsheet whenever they want, see where we're at.
10-4.
Great idea.
Are we going to get reparations?
No.
I want $120 million.
Good. Put all your wants down in an email, and I'll give you, you know, and I'll send, you can send it into a folder that I'll designate. That's very handy.
I want the state of Oregon.
Yeah.
Well, you can have Oregon.
Now. Remember, Sonny used to live there. Okay.
Oh, I have a puppy.
What you got? You have a. Well, okay, good.
Okay, good.
Who's got something else they need to want to talk about?
Well, thank you, Mr. Krinkle, for getting up so early for this.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Krinkle, for getting early, and Viking for staying up late, even though we can't hear what you have to say.
Oh.
You can flash a light so we know you're grinning again.
Yeah.
Hey,
he's grinning. Oh, what a lovely grin.
There's a grin.
Yeah. Supposedly on the 10th of May, it's supposed to be mid-season. So it should be a new map, some new weapons, and goodies coming out on the 10th.
Beautiful.
Which is Wednesday.
That's a beautiful thing.
I'm just going to say that it's a breath of fresh air, and I'm glad to hear it.
Appreciate it, Kev, man.
Yes, sir.
Look forward to seeing you back on the site.
And congratulations on your new promotion, Snap.
Oh, thank you very much. And not to linger, but we'll go ahead and I'm going to give it 3 seconds for somebody to say I got something else. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording, maybe.